have as much information as possible. All these fools going out trying to get their dicks wet. We're the ones with the hearts. We're the one with the heart that's going to get through this mission.
And you, like, go in there. Shane's already in there. Pants, you
How old are you, Elf?
Or not Elf, I'm sorry.
Elf, hey, Elf.
That's not very nice. That's
how old are you, Elf? You're
a satellite. May I ask your age?
I have a lot more maps and stuff like that, too.
And that's at Selenus?
Yes. But the question is, do we go to Selenus first, or do we go to freeze it off first?
Well, right? if we can't...
Selenus is only a week away.
If we can't find where we are, it would be better to go to Selenus first rather than go to Frizesoth and then have to spend 6 weeks going there and then back. So let's go there first, right? Since we're already most way there. 6 weeks is a long time.
Yeah.
There might be other ships that Selenus too. I mean, it's a port.
I don't want another ship. We got a ship.
But I'm saying to send the women away.
What?
I thought most of them would stay with us anyway.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Shane.
No, most of them want to go back to where they came. Ruby's the only one that seems interested in staying.
Okay.
Yeah, let's send them away.
I say we go to Selenus then.
All right. What do you guys think?
What do you think, Eric?
That's what left wing has to deal with two assassins that are for sure going to kill me.
They're not for sure going to kill you.
For sure going to kill someone that's important to my goals.
They're probably going
to
kill them there. They could kill the librarian.
Okay, that's fine. That's not...
We need the library!
No.
We do!
Isn't...
Wait. We're going to the Frost place, right?
You can ask them...
We're discussing. Are we going to Selenus?
You can ask them about Selenus if you want.
Yeah, but there's information we should probably get while we're in Selenus.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go
to
Selenus.
Can we hire these chicks? Are you guys going to Selenus first?
Let's do it.
Any women there?
All right, let's talk to the captain about that. Captain!
Hey!
We need to, instead of going to freezing off and...
Freezes off.
Yes.
Freezes off.
Yeah.
We need to go to Selenus. Selenus.
Much better weather.
We
get there in a week.
We're still going to be going up to freezing off later.
I mean...
But we
might change your mind. You read about it in Selenus.
We can show you a book about it. It's not actually as bad as you think.
Don't worry about it. You don't want to read. Just let's. If we need to change course, make sure we change course and head that way.
All right, helmsman. 36.
I don't know what we're doing now, man.
I'm rolling for the week.
Oh,
takes a week. I'm sure that's fine. Need that again.
Yeah, one can just go for it.
Oh, never mind.
99?
Really?
What?
That's not good.
Isn't that the worst ever?
I don't know.
I don't know that that's good.
Isn't that like the highest you could possibly fucking get?
No, 100%.
Sometimes 81.
I do that.
Do you not know how percentages work?
That's fun. Alright.
One off.
Did someone draw the ship?
Shit. Do it,
damn this fireball! At least you just keep spilling this.
There's water everywhere.
Alright, here's what the ship will look like.
Oh, are we about to have like an orgy or something? Is that where you're drawing the ship?
Alright.
Is this reusable?
Yeah.
Sweet. How do you do that?
One time use.
This washes off?
Yeah, we should start over here.
I would double it. Or no.
That's the top and that's the bottom. Right?
He's making it.
He's your wet eraser.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
We might have to move before.
You erase these?
Yeah. It's wet erase.
Wet erase.
You want to start over here instead, then? That way we can reach it easier?
Well, it's in the middle.
Let me get that's the back. He's turned it there. He goes that way. Like 15 squares.
Oh, okay.
If he starts it here, we can reach it easier.
Wait.
Look at my staff.
Dang it. Who used all of the paper towels?
So, array your guys on the top as you wish.
I mean, now I can't reach.
Alright.
In the back.
Pencil's not working.
Shane, look at the feet.
This is higher and this is lower, right?
Yeah. The ends are higher.
Are there way down from these?
Yeah, ladders.
Where are the ladders at?
I'll mark them
here and here, and the same on the other side. Actually, on the other side, it's just more. And the ladder starts from back here, because behind it is the captain's quarters.
So, ladder.
And there's a mast here, too, right?
Yeah.
It goes up.
The big square?
That, I think, is... I'm not sure what that's supposed to be.
Still recording on the...
The big square is the mast.
Yeah. Yes.
Where are these O's?
These?
Mm-hmm. One.
The main deck. And not in... let's see. This.
Like minor sails?
The forward deck is 2 feet higher than the main deck. It has a small ballista on it, but otherwise it's similar. Poop deck is 5 foot higher than the main deck, and is reached by ladders on the port and starboard sides of the ship. Directly below the poop deck is a stateroom shared by the captain, the navigator, and the mate. The back of the poop deck has the ship's wheel and a second small ballista. So the wheel's back here.
I'm pissing off the back.
And there's a small ballista back there.
That's the helmet. You mean he's at the wheel?
Yeah.
I'm pissing off the back of the ship.
Who's this guy?
Green arrows here.
That's the captain.
Captain and Gwyn.
This is it.
Working?
Yeah. Good.
Who this guy?
Who this?
It's the helmsman. I put him there by the wheel.
Yeah, the helmsman. Alright, so... Alright, so you guys are sailing towards Selenus. And you're fighting the wind a bit. It's not quite going in your direction. And you notice, off in the distance, there seems to be a tall, rocky spire. Sort of out in the middle of the ocean, and there's a lot of fog, and the sun is starting to set, and you notice a shape come off the top of the spire, and you see its silhouette in the sun. It's a large winged creature.
Is it quadrupedal?
I feel like you want to like put like a cutout in front of that light so the shadow comes down. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Create something like that.
Just got him. Oh, here he is. No.
Caw, caw. Can he go caw? Caw, caw, tiki, 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 caw.
So, Toothless Pete.
Toothless.
In the first time that you actually understand him, you hear him say, Orroth, the dragon!
Orroth?
Orroth.
That's his name? How does he know his name?
Everyone in these waters knows his name. He is the ship taker.
Why is he flying so far from land?
He's just on a tower.
He's gonna take our ship.
It's a giant rocky spire that he sat atop.
He just waits?
It's like an evil lighthouse.
How can he sustain his life?
He eats fish and pirates.
He'd have to eat a whale.
But we're not pirates anymore.
He's not.
We also ride with plankton.
He's, like the size of a small house.
Yeah, but they're vegetarians.
He's not that big.
I mean, they're omnivores.
Oh, okay.
Bears the same way.
Oh, he's not the size of a keep, or the size of a castle, or larger. He's the size of a small house.
Oh.
Yeah.
For sure.
We'll just go around. Is that alright with everyone?
Gwyn is our archer, right?
Yeah.
Archer. Go.
Yep.
Are the assassins out here, or are they cowards?
They go down below deck.
Of course. Fools. But no offense.
Along with the rest of the women.
Except for boys. Because they don't want to show their
hand. So your ruby girl has gone to another.
She's going to be safe, yeah.
Alright, so... He comes and begins to fly. Obviously, you can see him approaching.
Yes.
So his turn is to approach. What is your action, wizard?
I don't have magic missile. Wait. I was gonna say, where's Spluck? Where's Moonglum?
He's here.
Okay. Just here.
I knew you guys. I knew you guys were trouble.
I imagine Moonglum to have the same voice as the wizard from Willow.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Or like the time machine.
The power to change the world.
I'd love to be clouded, but I'm a tarnished metal, like within 10 feet of me or something like that.
It's where the cloud lands.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was within 10 feet of you.
It's definitely different. If it's within my range, or it's within that.
Well, let's check. Well, what number is it?
37.
37. I can tell.
I'm pretty sure it's within him.
You might be right.
It's within me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's how you expel it and create this poison cloud.
If it's from with the cloud, which is over there, it can be different because that cloud is pretty far.
37.
I'm pretty sure it's you though. Because we're like, oh shit.
Within
that's way worse.
Range of the caster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's only 10 feet, isn't it?
I don't know. I think
yeah,
so.
I know. I mentioned that earlier.
How far is 10 feet? Do you have any?
Two squares
radius.
No, I'm sorry, it's 20 feet.
Shit.
Four squares. And 7 years ago. What?
So if I stand over here. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Where's she at? Is she just on the boat or is there like a mast that she's up? Because she was in the crow's nest before.
She's in the crow's nest with her, well, with a bow from below deck.
Is that high enough?
Yeah.
I probably would have loaned her my bow.
You're not going to use it?
I've got the ballista.
All right. She has Calvin's bow.
You're on the ballista?
Yep.
Is that you?
Yep.
Who's this?
That's Eric.
Eric?
Do you want to put her under
a nice
thing?
I can try paralysis.
Higher?
Yeah, sure. If I can paralyze this thing, will he drown?
Yeah.
I can try to paralyze him.
That's a bitch move.
What's that versus?
Paralyzes and he just drowns? We won't be known for that.
Dude, that's not
Will save. Ooh. It might be difficult to try to do versus a dragon. You can try it.
Okay. Elven is not considered
well
metal, right? It was considered something else, the Elven sword.
Right. It's not. It won't rest.
If I'm 17 or under, I have to actually physically touch it.
What were the arm bracelets made of? Stuff like that.
If I'm 18 or 19,
the amulets were
fire missiles are charged with
wood rust.
I can't like
what kind of missile rust
do you have, though? I don't think I have any.
You got more luck.
I don't have any missile weapons. I have a spear. I can throw a spear.
Spend all the luck.
Can you?
Well, yeah, you have agility, right?
Yeah.
Spear is an agility-based weapon when thrown, right? I could try to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to roll an 18 or higher for this to work.
How close is the dragon?
Let's say 100 feet.
Well, shit.
Do you need him closer or further?
Well, like force manipulation is 25.
You can wait until he gets to a certain range, and you can all just hold your action and tell me what you're going to do.
I guess that's true.
That's what I'm going to do.
So, be like, what are you going to do?
I'm going to cast Paralysis.
So you're going to hold that until he's within how many feet?
If I can
What's
try...
What's the range on it?
Oh, you're going to try to cast it onto a javelin?
If I can cast it onto a melee weapon or missile fire weapons. I do have a spear. Can I throw a spear?
Yeah, just look up the
range. Well, you have a ballista back there on you, too.
That's true.
The ballista
Fire
weapon. Okay, so I can charge the ballista with a fire weapon and then fire at the dragon. If it hits him.
It's not paralysis?
It's paralysis.
Oh, okay.
If it hits him, he'll drown and we're done.
I'm going to shoot flaming hands at him.
Okay.
That's within 15.
Calvin's on the ballista, right?
Yeah.
What's Shane doing? Are you on the other ballista? Or.
Eric's back at the other ballista.
But Eric's just gonna charge it. He's not gonna shoot it.
Okay, we could do that. Put Shane and Eric back there, and he's getting. Are you this guy? Or are you that guy?
Now the bigger ballista's on the front. The smaller one's on the back. It has less of a range.
So I should be making my way towards.
So we
the front.
Should we switch you guys in, Calvin?
However you want to do it. Sure.
Let's switch you, and you're in charge of keeping this guy safe, so he can steer us.
All right.
You know what I mean? Let's do that. You're back there doing that, and you guys are up there. So Shane will be shooting.
Uh,
Wait, what can Beedrill do?
Let's see.
Harass and die.
Beedrill go up there and like stab.
How do you get these ones here?
Yeah.
Higher levels. And
modifiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you might find magic items.
Yeah.
Like, remember, you'll have these same spells until you're like epic tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Like you go up to 10 levels.
Okay.
Dude, I need to get like a 12 or better, or else it's considered lost failure.
And then you don't get to use that.
All right.
You can use your luck.
So.
Spell burn.
I don't get to use the spell.
It's
a loss or failure?
If it's a loss or failure, you lose it for the day.
Yeah.
If you roll a 1, bad stuff happens. So, the dragon comes within range of the large ballista, I think will be the closest thing. Or the
so
thing
I'm going to charge it with, I'm going to roll for paralysis.
Okay. She's on the D30.
Because you couldn't see that she was higher up from the top.
Fuck!
Okay.
That's very,
dude, that's not good at all.
Very bad.
Fucking chance.
So.
I make my own rules.
So I just went. Nothing happened.
No. Worse than that.
What do you mean worse than that?
Bad things happen.
So you, in your act, angered your god.
It's ridiculous. So, I tried to protect myself.
So either he felt it wasn't. You know, his will, or maybe the dragon is one of
I want the dragon
things.
To kill everyone!
Who knows your god's will? But what
this
I do know...
I don't have a god.
...is that you need to roll.
There's only one god.
Fortunately, you only need to roll a d4.
That's good.
Okay.
That's the pyramid.
Need one of these.
And what happens?
You'll see.
You gotta roll it and find out. It's one.
That's not bad. You must atone for your sins. Your god demands that you utter nothing but chants and inotations for the next 10 minutes.
Well, I'm gonna do that anyway, okay.
Starting as soon as you're able, i.e. if you're in combat, you can wait until the danger is over.
So I literally have to do that?
Yeah.
Like myself?
You have to do that, yeah, for 10 minutes.
But you
no, but
wait.
Really, do I?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to wait until the combat is over. I mean...
Well, you can.
You can.
You
can start now.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
How long's a round take?
A round?
6 seconds.
Yeah. So you get 10 minutes, you gotta do that.
I'll let you tell me when to start, and I'll do the 10 minutes.
If you start during combat, he might see your devotion.
Oh, I'll just start right now, then.
Okay.
You gotta do it for 10 minutes.
Okay. I have to anyway, don't I?
If later.
Huh?
You can do it later.
But he said if I start right now, then he might see my devotion and make me stop.
Might make you stop?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
You didn't parse.
I'll start right now.
So Eric failed.
He's
still, shooting the ballista.
I need to.
That's Shane.
Shit. I gotta sing. Great.
Very good. Calvin?
It's Shane.
Yes,
Shane's
me.
Ballista.
Oh, Shane, are you firing the ballista?
Yes.
Your guy that was supposed to do it is just chanting. You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Eric, you can chant, or blah blah.
Blah blah.
You can chant, but you still have to load. All right, do what I do. Okay.
All right. Roll it.
Just shoot.
D20.
What's your agility?
Hope it's good.
Higher than everybody's.
16.
Plus two.
So roll the die, and you get a plus two.
15, 16, 17.
It hits.
Good.
Roll 3d6 damage.
You want to roll them individually or all together?
I can roll them all together.
Are you typing this?
Yeah, I got it. It's fine.
Yeah, you gotta do it until we're done with our round. It's basically what's
happening, guys.
Basically, you're out of fight.
You ready?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3.
12. It's pretty good.
See, I couldn't get those dice.
So he goes to sort of swoop and dodge out of the way, but you manage to catch through one of his wings, and now it has a hole in it.
Good.
And he sort of goes like this and starts to move with incredible speed towards the craft.
So he's diving.
Yep.
Hawkman, dive! In the jungle.
DJ. Sorry.
If I sing along with him, does it speed it up?
No. This is great.
Thanks. I guess I'm going to do Flaming Hands.
Okay.
Right?
Flaming Hands.
I'm assuming he's within range now.
Yep.
I should have actually timed you. Did you have a...
Calvin, while I'm doing this, you can probably shoot the ballista at him.
Yep.
Right?
Shoot the ballista. Plus agility.
Seven. Eight. Right? Because I get a plus one because I'm in a spell. It just doesn't work.
Yep. Lost for the day.
Well, that sucks.
Calvin?
I'm going to burn luck.
Wait, could I have used luck?
You can burn anything. You're a wizard.
Okay.
Strength, agility, luck.
So I got... 20.
Yep.
I get 15.
Is a miss.
Oh, wait a second. Okay.
So...
Can I spend another?
No.
Dang it!
You weren't expecting the dive. And you shot over him.
I had an 8, so I can spend my luck.
How'd you do it again?
To get to a 12.
What?
Have to wait everyone to attack before I attack?
You already attacked.
I know. Can I just not reload it and do it again?
Well,
you have to wait.
You gotta wait.
He's gonna get to go.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. So let me spend 4 luck to get to a 12.
Okay.
That will be a single blast of fire strikes one target within range for 1d3 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if I do that, it puts me at 8 luck. Puts me at 8 luck. Now, what's this? When cast, a 10 to 60% chance luck score is affected. So I gotta roll a percentage?
What number is that?
Number
64. 64. This way. There we go. 64.
Now it could go up or down, I know.
Yeah, it can go up or down. So, okay. Roll D percentage. A 10% through a 60%, something happens.
That's a 16.
Okay, so now roll it again.
Again?
Low, you're raised. High, it goes down.
So roll it. A D10 or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
It's a
100.
100.
So it goes down. So roll D3.
I don't have a D3.
He's got it.
Two.
It goes down by 2.
Okay.
It would suck if that was a D6.
Did you do 1D3 damage?
Yes. Okay. So I just roll this?
Yep.
My luck just keeps going down.
2.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, I didn't lose it.
Win.
Lost some luck.
Fires a
So you permanently
arrow.
Lost that luck?
For now.
It's pretty permanent.
12.
You get it back slowly.
But if I cast a spell, I could get it back more.
Yep.
Possibly.
That's true. Gwen misses. Because of the sudden dive. Alright. So, the dragon. What's it gonna do? It wants to do his cool thing. He should probably do the smart thing.
Let's do his cool thing.
How do you like the ride so far?
Dragon balls. Wait, can my familiar attack him too?
Easy for you!
Yes.
How does that work?
It has an attack.
Okay.
It's probably on the back.
Just any theme song.
You write it down. Yeah.
Ah. He has a +4 attack.
All right. Roll it.
And he does poison damage.
Does you got approve of that? It's
a 5. Oh, miss. All right.
9.
Sorry. So he'll do this first. He sweeps the deck and blows a breath of sand.
Sand.
Bow, bow.
I hate love sand.
Everyone,
of course, gets everywhere.
Bow, bow.
It gets everywhere.
Everyone needs to roll.
Close your eyes.
Fortitude save.
Sure.
Including you.
Sexy for my shirt.
Fortitude save.
His eyes are already closed.
Which one do I do that line? Too sexy for to roll. Do I have to roll?
A fortitude save. That, plus that's, one. Yeah.
Plus one.
I'm too sexy for my roll.
So I got
sexy.
It.
I'm at 17. Bow, 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 bow.
Anyone less than a 13?
A what?
I got a 13.
I got a 13.
For what?
My god is so amazing.
Wind got a 20.
Okay. Did you roll the 14?
The captain falls asleep.
Oh shit, it falls asleep.
But the helmsman stays awake.
That's good.
What I roll,
D20? Roll
it. Yeah, D20. And add
you 42. 42.
14.
He remains awake. You're good.
Alright, so the only one that falls asleep is the captain.
Okay.
Alright, it comes around for another one.
Again?
Forgive my sins, I'd like to help my
shoot
friends.
Him! Yeah, boom. But it's your guys' turn.
Okay. Okay.
Your god forgives you.
Now, don't do it again.
I'm going out there with the girls.
Alright,
I try again.
You
no,
can.
I failed, didn't I?
No, you don't lose it, though.
You don't lose it.
It's just now, if you roll a 1 or a 2, bad things happen.
Yeah.
And if you fail again, if you roll 1, 2, or 3, bad things happen.
I can't possibly roll
and
that
worse bad. And worse things happen.
Again?
It's a 1 in 10 chance. It's a 1 in 10 chance.
Yeah, 2. I'm going to have V-Drill attack again.
Okay.
Right, so I can do that now.
Sure.
So he gets a plus 4, and it's a 10, 14.
Not a hit.
Dang it. Okay.
You gotta roll higher than 15.
V-Drill's trying, okay?
Okay, I'm just saying.
V-Drill's trying, Calvin.
Can he burn luck?
He's trying. Now you know, look at the beach.
It's hard for me to follow the battle while I was chanting.
Yeah,
a little bit,
yeah.
What's happened?
So the dragon flew across and did a dragon's breath, but instead of fire or something like that, it was sand.
Sure.
And it put some people to sleep.
Okay.
And now he's coming for what looks like another pass.
Can I try to cast Holy Sanctuary?
Absolutely. Roll it.
4, fuck me! Sideways!
Failure.
At
you
least
fail.
You didn't critically.
Now you're up to a 3.
What's that?
So if you roll a 1, 2, or a 3 on a failure, it's real bad.
Yeah.
Every time you fail, your god gets angrier and angrier at you.
Do I don't have a god?
Yes.
You don't have to raise your hand.
What you gonna do?
Can I do a precision shot with that?
With the ballista?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
So roll your D3. Calvin, can he have the D3?
Yeah.
Along with your D20.
Yes.
And you're still at the plus 2.
Yes.
If you get a 3 on your D3.
On your D3.
All right, so.
It went from here to there.
I don't even said it.
So if you had rolled the 3 on the D3, you would have gotten the precision shot if you had hit.
Okay.
But in this case, you just missed.
Yeah. Okay.
It narrowly dodges out of the way. What about you?
You pretty much need choking cloud.
You're gonna poison us all.
No, I won't. The worst thing is that it will tarnish metal.
Yeah, let's not do that because I'm wearing like awesome armor.
Well, you're out of range. The main thing is whatever I have, which I would say that I'm probably not carrying 5 daggers and 4 scimitars on me.
I'm not out of range.
But I'm probably wearing the ammo. I don't know if I want to get, like...
Tarnish metal or die.
Take it off.
He's going to fly through it.
Yeah, just take it off and throw it in the ocean.
Wait,
I'll get it later.
To me!
His wake vortex is going to disperse that cloud.
Give it to Beedrill.
Unless you cast it in front of him and
give
somehow...
Beedrill and him fly away with it. Then he starts controlling me somehow because I put on a razor.
He has the mind of a bee.
That actually might work, though. I could maybe give it to him and have him fly away. That way he just has it.
Or,
it, right? It's just
or.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
I'm not giving it to you, shut
up. Or, right. Do it.
I'm gonna give it to B-Drill.
Roll it.
What?
We could put...
The choking cloud?
Yeah.
Okay. We could put...
What am I rolling?
We could latch the bracelets together and make a big bracelet and put it around
the
his
dragon?
Neck. Yeah.
Roll the cloud.
Come on, Aaron. 3.
Lost. For the day. Okay, so... Lost. All right, so the... Go ahead.
Yep. I have...
Yep.
An action still.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm not using that one.
Miss.
Fuck! Man, I'll
so the dragon
I'm not using
it.
Flies
it's
above
not.
The ship.
Bad luck.
And the ship begins to rise.
What?
Out
not
of the
good.
Ocean.
It's not good.
How is it a steer?
I can turn into a tadpole and get the hell out of here.
You
fucking Aaron.
What?
Never one of us lives.
You missed.
My fault. You missed. We all missed.
It's 10 feet out
you
of the water.
You missed twice in
okay.
the water.
Next.
Is he flying in place now?
Yeah.
It's better shots.
Yeah, we should get
crossfire.
I got a question.
Has Gwen shot at all? Yeah, what's Gwen doing?
Why is there a bunch of different ones?
Because as you level up, your things get better. So right now you only get to use the first ones, but once you start leveling up, you get to use the latter ones.
Okay.
Has Gwen shot during this time?
She's, not this
there's
round.
There's been two rounds.
She shot the first round.
She hits.
Okay. Finally. I'm glad I gave her the bow.
Where's the D8?
A 6.
Yeah, we're using that.
Plus 2 is 8. All right. She pierces. It screams. What would you like to do?
I gotta try flaming hands. I don't really have much else.
Didn't you lose it?
No, I didn't lose that one because I used my luck, right? And did it. The other one I lost because I just didn't have nothing.
Okay. Do it.
13.
It's not bad.
It's good. It hits. And it does 1d3. Wait, I get a plus 1, right?
Well, yeah. Do you want to...
It?
You can bring it, pop it up, 1.
What, do I not get a plus 1 for a spell?
Oh yeah, you do.
Okay, so spell produces a blast of fire that burns a single target within range for 1d6 of damage.
That's double.
Could be.
Could be.
6!
Nice. That's good.
No damage pluses or nothing?
No.
Damn.
Not on spells, generally.
Like, alright, blah blah.
Blah blah.
What? I gotta try paralysis again, what I can do.
Okay.
Because he's flying above us. Is he near the mast?
You should climb the mast and try to
touch him.
Do her bow. She's the only one that's hitting anything.
Try my bow. He's saying that you should.
Oh, bless her bow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay. Let's do that.
Move his figure.
It's like on the ladder.
If I get it.
Because you can't shoot the ballista straight up.
Okay.
Hey!
18. Okay, I can do melee weapons and missile fire weapons. Okay. I'm charging her bow and arrow with Brass's power.
Dude, if it strikes.
Okay.
Then he.
Dude, if you get 2 more points, you can do this. And it doesn't have a save if it's 2 or less.
Rick, I need to do this.
So I can use 2
luck points
and automatically hit him.
It receives a will to resist. But it's gotta be higher. It's versus his roll, right?
It's
so it would be better if it was higher.
Paralysis lasts for D8 plus CL rounds. How many rounds would it take for this thing to, if it was paralyzed, fell in the water, out
well,
many rounds?
If it can't swim, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So let's do that. I'm gonna use up 2
luck points.
Luck points.
All right.
And you paralyze it.
You
so
got a hit though.
Oh no,
paralyzes
it. Doesn't.
Word. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to do my luck percentage roll.
All right. 10 through 16.
It is 84.
Okay, so no change.
Just, okay.
Okay, so what was your total on the roll?
With 2 extra, that put me at...
20, right?
No, I went up to the next one. It was 23? No,
20,
no,
it was 20 through 23.
It was 20 through 23,
yeah.
You got a 20.
So you're at a 20.
Yes.
All right,
yep.
So he has to be a 20. You don't automatically do it because he's more than 2 hit dice. But he does have to roll.
Where the hell is it paralysis go?
He gets a plus 5.
Okay.
And he needs to get a 20.
Over 20? Damn it.
He passes. He shakes it off.
Good job, Aaron.
I didn't do shit! I mean, I did shit, but I did good shit.
Shane?
Precision shot again.
Okay.
I keep lighting him on fire.
But don't forget the D3.
Wait, can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I rolled my die good.
With him. And it bounced it around.
I rolled mine after.
Another miss. You just don't have your sea legs.
I guess not.
Have you done something this round? I don't think so. You can't use your ballista anymore.
No. Throwing dagger?
You have to get on top of the...
It's got a good arm.
On top of the mast.
It's like straight up. No.
On top of the mast, jump off onto its back and start stabbing it in the weak spot.
Like fucking Methicone.
Yeah.
You
can try and jump off the mast on top of it.
Didn't work out well for him, though.
Okay.
No, it didn't.
I'll do that. Agility!
Agility!
What the hell did we call it? Rain of fire.
Well, it was much higher.
How high is the mast?
You begin the climb of the mast.
Yeah.
You do not fall, but you do not make it.
Okay.
What if I want to do force manipulation, but I want 12 to 13 and I roll 14 to 17? Can I still choose a 12 or 13?
Yes.
Okay. Because, like, this one lets me create a sphere that I can do 1d6 damage with.
Right.
But this one lets me just carry shit on a disc.
Yeah, you can go backwards. Okay,
you know what I mean?
So the dragon stays put, and the boat rises another 20 feet in the air.
We're 30 feet out of the air.
No, we're 40 feet, aren't we?
No, 30.
How far?
30.
I thought
10 feet the first time.
10 the first time?
Well, because it's hard to get you out of the water.
But he's going to drop us.
Yeah, and we're going to break in half.
So if we kill him,
he's going to drop us.
Yeah, but we're going to... Is there like a mushroom of water under us? Or he's just lifting us entirely?
If we kill him, he drops us. If we don't kill him, he drops us. We're just dead.
I can try to speak a word of command for it to put us down.
That's true.
Put us down!
Can I use force manipulation to somehow
or slowly
save our boat?
Maybe. Roll the die.
And I can try. I can force command him to just go into the water.
Let Eric try first.
Lung full of water.
I mean, I don't know. This is the best thing I can do here, basically. To cast your calls into being a tower shield sized wall of force. That's not very big. It's a tower shield.
Right.
I'm gonna save this. Because a caster creates a wall of force 10 foot square.
Per level.
10 foot square might be able to help if it can lower me down, but I don't. That's 20 to 29. I'm gonna get that.
You gotta spin some stuff, man.
Damn.
You wanna try word of command?
Yeah.
Do it.
What's this mist potion I have? What does that do?
It turns you into mist.
Yeah.
14.
The cleric can speak a word at a target within 30. I'm on the top of the mask because I charged her,
yeah.
So I'm probably within that. If the creature fails its save, it must obey the command for a number of rounds equal to this.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the save?
The save is the roll.
Can you squeeze two commands in one?
14
command?
Plus 1 is 15.
So it has to get 15 or higher?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to say?
It's will, though.
I can either say, put it down.
Word.
Put it down. Word.
What's it say?
A word.
No.
Descend.
Or go.
Leave.
Let's try it. You gotta speak 15 or higher.
What if
first, avoid this whole fucking thing as much as we can.
Get the plus 3.
What if we say leave? He just drops us.
He could. But maybe
better than that, that's dying. Son of a bitch, Francis!
God damn it.
How do you do that every time? Every time!
You can't
roll sheet and dice!
That's
it's my dice!
Are you trying to do. Now, so you can do a spell outside of its normal thing.
He's throwing out in the open,
okay.
Too.
Okay.
But if you fail, the consequences are much worse. For you personally.
Yeah, I don't know how I can get that. Get away.
Damn it.
Yep.
I have a feeling he's about to drop us at 30 feet in the air.
I don't know. Yeah. I think he's
got flaming hands. I got fine familiar.
It's not great.
No, and I got some a flask of seeds.
I think 30 feet. I think our boat would survive 30 feet.
Can I dump them in the water?
Seeds?
Will they?
No.
Just
no. No, no. Not those seeds, no.
Yeah.
No!
Maybe it could work and they'll
grow
their vines and catch us.
So, well.
They'll eat us, dude! They'll rape us in the asshole!
What if I force manipulation and throw these seeds in the dragon's mouth?
So.
Doubt that would happen.
They still drop us.
How much would a boat weigh?
Right. A bow?
A boat.
A boat.
A boat?
Like 3,000 pounds?
More than that. A boat this size would weigh like
10 tons.
Stop. 2,000 sounds good.
I'm trying to be honest.
No, I don't.
This hey, you got any spells that can help us?
No, I'm trying.
I'm gonna turn to a tadpole. Get the fuck out of here.
What's Moonglim doing?
This wooden boat would weigh several tens of
we
tons.
We need to stop this boat.
I was thinking.
We're gonna die.
What?
I was gonna say like 25.
We're gonna fall. This boat's gonna get destroyed. And we're gonna sink, drown, and drink.
We can't call our way. Just say 3,000.
Well, I could boost your spells.
Cars compact and metal.
What?
Wood.
Very good. Hey, you forgot about
Moonglow. This boat is 100 foot long.
Oh, that was like...
Boost them half. Enough?
Well, you're going to need to swear an oath to my master.
Oh, man, I don't like
my
gods.
God,
wait, we're your master.
I had to sing to him.
That table
master
is
of all.
Because Rick with his cheating dice got me a fucking one.
He will save you.
If you can try to put us down, I can try to paralyze him again. If we can paralyze me in the water, he'll die.
He wants me to swear to his god.
Okay, but why?
I don't like gods.
What? Why?
I'm trying to avoid gods. Gods don't do well for humans.
I can't do anything
look at,
about...
Look at the fuck you got in the fuck.
Yeah, I'm fine. Except till now. But I sang and I'm okay again.
Yeah, for like 2 rounds.
Okay, well, I can kill this thing if I can get paralysis on. I'm near Gwen. She can fire another
round.
What
if I shoot a force manipulation of this flask of seeds into the dragon?
No. What does force manipulation do?
I can just affect things.
He can, yeah.
Lift shit.
He can use the force.
If I can get a 12 to 13, it gives me a ball. It's an apple-sized sphere.
Yeah.
It can be hurled as a weapon. What if I can put the flask in there and hurl ordinary just seeds and just hurl seeds into the dragon's mouth and he starts growing these vines
out. You can try it. And if you can get this high...
24, 27?
Okay. Then I'll say that you can retrograde it to this to lift the pirate ship.
It's 24, 27. That's going to be luck using. I only got 8 luck.
It's not just luck. You can
We're
going to
die!
Anything, Aaron. You can burn strength, you can burn personality, intelligence.
But you can never get those back.
Never.
Should I do order of command
or
paralysis?
Or personality. Ruby will never come back again if
what?
I those.
Should I do paralysis or order of command?
Word of command. Or food of the gods.
No, that won't work.
Feed it.
Even though that's
maybe
my
he's hungry.
That's what I want to do.
Food of the gods?
Yeah.
Now remember, you can call upon your god for divine aid.
How?
You want to
pray? Sing?
Yeah. I don't know. You didn't tell me I could do that.
He told you could do that the first time. That's what you did the pit of fire.
I thought that was just a handout to my stupidity.
I mean, I don't know. You're praying to this god that we didn't
have
existed.
If you invoke your patron, you can ask him for help in this situation, but he'll ask something of you later.
That's fine. I've literally created an idol in his name, and I've been carrying it this entire time. It's made from my brother's bones.
All right.
I've been decorating with stuff.
Roll the die.
You've killed it.
Calvin, this is your die?
Yeah, but use these.
What?
Use these. They help.
No. It's random.
No. They help. I guarantee it.
There's nothing special.
Use them. Use them.
That's your luck. Use them.
Eric. Oh.
Patrons.
Don't do that. Watch. Look.
If
look at this.
If he fucks up.
Five.
Sucks. See, get that shit out of there.
Look at that. 20.
That's because right, I really got 20. No, we're going to do this right. And
vote Patreon. There we go.
Can't
vote
do this.
Patreon.
Vote Patreon.
Tell me when.
Now.
Oh!
9.
What does that do?
Plus.
Alright.
10. That's half of 20.
Half of 20.
I still got the song stuck in my head, can't get him out. Just praying.
He commands you in a month to slay a giant snake.
This is.
So find a giant
serpentine.
Snake and slay it, or will he bring me a.
Find and slay.
This
is,
was it a month?
Then a month.
This is kind of...
Yeah, we still have 2 weeks of sailing.
It's a reptile.
It's kind of like a giant snake.
We got 1 week to one place.
Can I ask him if the dragon counts like a giant serpent?
So with that...
One.
Flies appear all around you.
Okay.
They bother everyone around like it's a plague, like Egyptian plague style number of flies. You receive a plus 10 to your next spell check.
Okay.
You better make this
should I do
good. If you get a 1...
Should I do word command?
Word of command? Do paralyze.
I don't know. We want the dragon to set us down, though.
Yeah, but what word could we use to make
you
set
that?
Us down?
Friends!
I can do friends. He has to do what I say if I get high enough.
Right? We're friends!
How long does it last,
though? Like friends. How sets us down.
Depends how high you roll.
Says hello and leaves.
Leaves.
It should be in. Oh, I guess
it's
not
in the first one.
Very tadpole transformation. You see, you change it to a tadpole, you'll be fine.
I know, but
yeah, he'll be fine.
Reedra will be fine.
I guess, yeah,
I gotta go kill
Glum's fine.
Where is Word of Command?
Well, oh, Ruby.
I thought it was
probably not.
Ruby's right. Down in the bottom of the boat.
Yeah, she's not going
there. It is.
Fine. Okay, so I have a plus 10.
Plus 10. Plus another 1 because of your caster level.
So 11.
Plus 11.
So if you roll a 0, you fail.
Roll it. Yes.
So I can at least get Speak of Word the target, the creature. Fails to save. Okay, so it's gonna have to do it for at least one round if it doesn't the save.
There's a plus 10. 7.
So 17.
17.
So 17. I can
bump
speak a
one.
Word.
18 is true.
Yeah, I'm gonna bump it up one.
No, no, plus one, right? Does he not get his normal plus one?
He doesn't get a plus one.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's.
Yeah, 18.
So
yeah,
18.
Okay. 18 is what you 18. Get. Yeah.
So I can. So I can speak a word to the target with 30. He may combine the word of command with a gesture that clarifies its intent. For example, attack or go with a pointed finger. If the creature fails its save, it must obey the command for a number of rounds equal
to 1d6 plus 1.
Or if I'm at 19 right now?
You're at 18.
If I spend 2, I can get to
20.
20, the cleric can speak a word at a target within 60. He may combine the word with the command of a gesture. For example, if the creature fails to save, it must obey.
It's the exact same except 30 feet or 60 feet.
He's okay.
Well, it's not, so. Because the save would be higher. The
save would be higher. That's true.
So the benefit mainly would be the save is higher.
Yeah. I've already spent a lot of luck.
True.
Yeah.
He's at 18 right now.
Okay, so I'll do that.
All right. Plus 3.
Surely he can't roll.
So 15 or higher.
Where did he get roll it?
God damn it!
Okay, so
give me all your red dice.
Every single roll has been detriment.
Hang on.
The dragon.
Hang on, I can do mine. Let me force manipulate and throw these seeds.
Okay.
Can I aim for his mouth?
You can aim for his mouth.
And his eyes. Get in his eyes.
I want to get it in him.
Up his nose.
In him.
Okay.
Okay, I have these seeds. I'm gonna put him in this orb and just and the downside is that a blue star flares from my forehead.
It's 25.
Not bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Roll it.
So let's try to do this, please. 20.
Finally,
it's a 20.
Yeah, fucking.
So I don't know if it's doing anything. There's a flask of seeds from those weird, creepy, crawly vines that I've been holding on to. Otherwise, like, what's 20? As above, but spell creates 2 shield walls. Also. Each also provides protection against magic missile 50% of the time.
Okay, so
how does that do?
You
well, can I just make that like several balls?
So you're able to
can you make the walls just land on
get it in its mouth and eyes.
They're just shields.
Got it. They are mouth and eyes.
It sort of goes like this, and you feel the boat shaking, and it sort of goes and flies off, and the boat drops.
We're not high enough to break the boat, I don't
next
think.
Next time on DCC!
Son of a bitch.
Dang it! That was good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was Dungeon Crawler Classic. We had a bit of an adventure on a boat. Who knows what's going to happen next time? Yeah, still on the boat? Will there be a boat?
Who knows?
I hope. We will see. We will find out next time. I'm Aaron.
I'm Shane.
I'm Calvin.
Eric.
Rick.
Bye, guys. Alright, thank you guys so much for watching. If you enjoyed this, make sure you guys see the next episode over on Patreon. You can watch it right now, right?
Right
yeah.
now.
Ooh. It's on this side, though.
Over there?
Yeah,
over there.
It's on this side.
It's one of these sides. Make sure you guys check it out, and we'll see you guys next time. Watch out.